Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with Sammy. If you are new here, I am your host. I am a clinical hypnotherapist and coach working with women globally to heal and transform their anxious attachment and low self-esteem and activate within the highest, most self-worthy and valued version of them, which is going to attract the love of their life and everything else too, which is fucking magical. So in today's episode, I am going to talk to you about the formula that is going to call in the love of your life. And this is the foundation of all of my work that has changed my life, has changed my clients' lives, and is the reason as to why I get messages every single day from women in my course, women listening to my free content, women in my one-to-one packages that are telling me their lives have been changed. So there is nothing more that I believe in with utter certainty and confidence than this formula that I am going to take you through today. So before we begin, as it is that wonderful time of the year, it is the Black Friday week. My course, The High Value Woman Activation, that has this formula that I have laid it out simply for you so that you can just do the work and repeat and get the most fucking phenomenal results, is on offer for this week only at 40% off. I cannot believe that I am putting 40% off on this course, but this will be the only time that I make it as low a cost as it is. So the links will be in the podcast show notes and the links will be on all of my social medias at The Self Love Boss on both Instagram and TikTok, or if you're on my email list, you will have an email too. So go and grab that if this resonates with you and if you feel like it's finally time for you to truly feel like Mariah Carey at Christmas. So first things first, let's get really clear on this. We operate in our lives on a subconscious level. That means that 95% of our reality, including the people, the experiences that we are currently experiencing, are coming from a subconscious level controlled by our subconscious beliefs, truths, expectations, and vibrational state of being. So that means if we are not aware of what is internally in our identity and the things that we expect to come into our reality, if we're not aware of what those stories are from past experiences, then we will never, ever, ever change, or very easily change, or permanently change our reality. If we don't do something wildly different, we're never going to get very different results. And for me personally, I deeply believe in living and experiencing a life that is absolutely phenomenal. I believe in having the things in my life that I dream of coming true for me. I don't think any of it is impossible. I don't think any of it is what people deem as delusional negatively, because I actually love that word. We are in this universe to be living the highest version of our lives that we could ever possibly call in. And you'll know what that version of your life is because it's what you currently desire. And if you've got a desire, it is a promise, it is a guarantee, and it is waiting for you. But the only way for us to attract this in on that subconscious level is by repeating this activation formula and changing our identity, becoming the version of us right now who has everything that we desire via the thoughts that you are thinking, the beliefs that you believe, and so the truths that you are expecting. That all changes up the wiring of your subconscious mind, the programs that are there within, and thereby shifts the way in which your reality can be filtered through. Because your mind works on a safety basis, so everything is either deleted, distorted, or generalized in accordance with what those subconscious programs are. So the reason you've got right now an experience, and I'm imagining if you're listening to this podcast, a relationship that you don't desire, it is and will always be because at a subconscious level, that's what you've attracted in. So I'm going to help you to understand that and change that. Because the most empowering thing is, if it is our minds that have called this in, that it is our minds that are going to change it. Okay, let's break this down. There are four parts to how you're going to be changing your reality and your relationship reality, your love life. So, number one is all about the foundations beneath everything. And that foundation is you and your inner self-worth and value. So all of that means what you deeply to your core, consciously or not, we're working on a subconscious level here. So even if you don't realize this, it does not matter. If your life experience is of something that you do not desire, then that's because subconsciously your belief systems are not matched up to what you want to attract in, what you want to be experiencing. So your inner worth and value comes from those monumental experiences, big and small, a lot or not many at all, from the minute that you were born and on this universe, that has taught you pieces of your identity, who you have now believed that you are and how you identify in this world. I am not enough. I am never chosen. Nobody cares about me. I am invisible. Nobody loves me. I'm not pretty enough. I'm fat. I look at cake and put weight on. I'm never prioritized. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm beneath others, okay? That's your identity. Foundationally, before you do anything else, for you to be able to believe in the possibility of you changing your reality in whatever area it is, whether it is your relationship, whether it is your career, whether it is your health, if you don't feel like you are good enough and you are valuable and you are worthy, it is never going to work. Because we always experience in our lives what we are accepting, the standards through which we are operating on. And if you, for yourself, do not believe you are of a very high standard, then it's going to be very hard for you to believe that you're going to be able to change the standards of the experiences externally to you. So this is where my course Changes Lives is the foundations, the formula of you shifting everything in your reality and not just your relationship. So, number one is your high self-worth and value. Number two is then your belief in the universe. So when you wake up every day and you feel like life is against you and you believe nothing is working out for you and you believe that when you look on Instagram and see women who are influencers with the love of their life and all of the children and like shipping themselves around the world whilst making an absolute fuck ton of money and they're stunning. And you look at them and think, why not me? How has she made that happen? And what the hell is wrong with me? Then you have got a solid belief that the universe doesn't love you. And when I'm talking about the universe, I'm talking about a higher power and the thing that is constantly circulating around us. We are all made up of energy. Everything is about your energy. Your energy comes from the beliefs that you believe, the thoughts you think, and so the feelings that you feel, the vibration that you are on, your state of being. You can only ever experience a life that matches who you embody. So, secondly, we need to activate a very strong belief that the universe highly favors you. I want you waking up in the morning and feeling like there is nobody else on this planet that is blessed, loved, or adored more than you. I want you to feel like the universe is working like a crazy bitch behind the scenes, bringing to you all that you desire. Because what this does is it settles you into that relaxed and knowing state that you're going to get what you want, and it allows for the things to come in. It allows for you to stop getting triggered by your current circumstances and focusing on them, and so getting more of them. Because we have to work the work, which means we have to go internally and delude and convince our minds with brain retraining that we are and that we have the reality and the relationship we desire when we do not. And when you have an overwhelming, solidified belief that it is your birthright to live an outstanding life, it's going to be easier for you to do that. You will then just live, you will vibrate at, you will feel into, and you will think about the fact that you are a woman that gets what you want, because the universe utterly loves, adores, and favors you. So then you can understand, and you can feel like, and you can believe into the fact that there is absolutely nothing different between you and the women that you see who have what you desire to have. Now, thirdly, stacked on top of that, as you'll be able to see, as you build up on these levels, it makes it easy for the next part of the formula to be activated and solidified within you and become a subconscious belief, a subconscious program. So you've first of all, foundationally on the bottom, you've got that very high self-worth and value. You really love yourself. You think very highly of yourself. You feel into being like that Mariah Carey on Christmas morning, on around that Christmas time, where that absolute genius is being loved and adored by the world. You are holding yourself to a very high standard and value, and you believe that you, of course, are of the top tier. Secondly, on top of that, now you've done that foundational work, it's easy for you to believe into, to activate, and to call and solidify within your subconscious mind that the universe highly favors you, that the universe has brought you here and it loves you and everything that you desire you're supposed to be experiencing. So I always just feel this overwhelming love all around me. I find it hard to like use my words to explain how it feels, but I just feel like I'm completely supported. I'm absolutely guided, that everything is working out for me all of the time, no matter how it looks. Even when I'm being triggered, I know that I turn shit into gold, and I know that it's because a limiting belief has come to the surface so that I can get rid of it and get to my next level. That's one part of the course that you'll learn to understand really, really deeply. But also, it's just this overwhelming love around me. It's like I am absolutely perfectly me as I am, and I truly believe in full, not just acceptance of yourself, but in loving everything about who you uniquely are that makes you utterly irreplaceable, and that you are just this miracle for being alive. Like that you are supposed to be here, you are wanted to be here, and the universe is going to support you when you let it in getting everything that you dream of. So thirdly, once you have those two levels of the tiers stacked upon one another, it then makes it easier for you to activate this next part and to have these beliefs within you. Of the world that you're in, so now we're talking about the humans in the universe, everyone that you interact with, everybody you walk past, every human in your life, every place you go and have some interaction and social interactions, they love you. They think highly of you. They want to be around you. They want to be a part of your world. They feel lucky to be a part of your world. They feel blessed to be in your presence. They feel uplifted around you. They feel loved around you. That you, as the individual that you are positively, phenomenally, improving the world around you, and that everybody around you loves you, values you, and cherishes you. So this is generalizing. So this is so that we don't intentionally, we are not then focusing at this point of the formula in onto a specific individual, because when you do that and you don't have everything very deeply solidified to your core of these three stages, if you start to focus on one specific person that you're in a relationship with and they act out of accordance with what you're trying to believe in, then you're going to get triggered and you're going to waste all of your time and you're going to go back to the same old limiting beliefs that they don't love you and that you're not worth it and this process doesn't work out for you. Okay, so we start with generalizing, and the world loves you, the world adores you, the world thinks highly of you. So as I say to my clients, there could be a whole nother life and reality out there where they don't, where people don't, they don't love you, whatever. But you will only ever experience through the science of your subconscious operation, filtering things in, the people that are in alignment with what you're believing to be true. And if you come across somebody that shows poor behavior towards you, it's not going to trigger you because you don't have that low self-esteem or self-worth anymore. You will just definitely, I'm telling you this for a truth, because you know, if you know my story or maybe you're new here, I was probably the most lowly, self-valuing, zero self-worth woman there could have ever possibly been through all of my adult life from my teenage years. I thought nobody liked me. I thought I was belief everybody. I was a crazy people pleaser and I was desperate to just be loved. So I thought very, very lowly of myself. So whenever somebody would behave in a way that was confirmation of that low self-esteem and low self-value, that triggered me and I believed for it to be true. Now, if somebody acts shitty around me now, I think it is just boring, it is noisy nonsense, and it is just something to do with them and it is none of my business. Okay, so when you wake up and you have this real overwhelming, tremendous belief that the world loves you and the world thinks highly of you and the world wants to be in your life and the world wants you to be a part of their life and that you uplift other people and you make other people's lives positive, when you go into any interaction in your life, those are going to be the mental thoughts and beliefs that you've got. So that's going to settle you, calm you, and make you feel extremely confident in yourself and what you have got to bring to the table. Instead of the complete opposite, which is what women with the anxious attachment have and a low self-worth, where whatever interaction you have, you generally leave that situation feeling, oh, they didn't like me. They think this, that, and everything else of me. I feel really uncomfortable. I feel like I don't match up to them. I'm not good enough for them. And your actions change. So one of my one-to-one clients, as we did the therapy session together, through which I guide you through in the High Value Woman Activation course, when we did our rapid transformational therapy session together, we uncovered to a subconscious level that in her mind, she believed that she was beneath other people and that people didn't like her and that she was awkward. So as she believed these small moments throughout her life from a young age of collecting evidence to believe that people didn't like her, it grew into this massive like hairball to the point that where she got to university, she believed in it so deeply that she spent a lot of her time hiding away in her university room and didn't go out of her way to make friends. So it changed her actions and thereby then changed her experience. And so then confirmed even deeper to herself, you're beneath people, people don't like you, nobody wants to be friends with you. So what you solidly believe to be true not only changes how you feel, which is in and of itself fucking life-changing when you feel amazing in who you are, and if I can do it, anybody can, But also when you go into any situation, instead of having that crazy, intrusive, self-critical inner dialogue, you have an extremely positive and empowering one. And let me tell you, when somebody just is really happy within who they are, you like really, really positively impact the people that you're around. And if you ever experience somebody that doesn't quite match that, it doesn't mean anything to you. So that in and of itself is life-changing, because you now have very positive expectations for how the world views you. So it's like having a cake, okay? And now we're choosing the ingredients inside of it. There's no point in just having this high self-worth, but then also believing that nobody else thinks very highly of you. That's what happens when you might meet a woman that she seems like she's really likes herself and she's got it all together, but she absolutely repels anybody from wanting to interact with her, because she has a strong belief within herself, which is actually one of my other ones, one client's had, thinking of it now, that people just felt uncomfortable around her, that people felt competition from her. And so she really struggled to attract in female relationships. And now we've obviously completely shifted that upside down. So the first three parts of this formula, your high self-worth and value, your belief that the universe utterly adores you, and now your belief that the humans in the world really love you. So now let's go into the last part of the formula. And now, because people come to me very specifically, not only to heal their anxious attachment, which is all of that low self-worth, debilitating self-beliefs, that constant inner criticism, the feeling that you're beneath other people, and so transforming your identity, but also so that you change the relationship you're in. So most women that come to me are already in relationships, especially women with children and married. So there's a lot of reason and depth behind that, in which they want to shift the relationship they're in. So you will hear a lot of women on social media, perhaps, that speak about doing nothing other than focusing just on your self-worth. And I absolutely agree with what they're saying. But if we want to create a reality where we have a relationship that works harmoniously, beautifully, easily, obviously, we're always going to have challenges that we cannot avoid. That's a part of life, but it is to up-level us always. But to have a relationship that lasts. There has also, as the final piece of the formula, got to be time, elements, and a part of this work where you then shift your perspective and your dominant concepts. So basically your dominant beliefs, thoughts, and expectations towards the person you're in a relationship with. Because this is an ultimate truth, that every single individual in your life will play the role that you give them. Remember that whatever you focus on, you're bringing more into your reality. And so the parts of them that have hurt you, the parts of them that created pain for you, the parts of them that was only activated during your time that you had a low self-esteem and that anxiousness, that came out in them because they were matching that version of you then. If you want to create a totally different version of you and have that high standard relationship with them, you have got to draw a line to the past you and the past them, and allow for it to just be that they were a reflection to who you were at that time. Now, I speak very boldly about the fact that we can never put all of our energy and attention into all of the stuff that we do not like about another person and tell them that they need to be the ones to change, while constantly focusing on the issues and the lack and the unsatisfaction and expect for anything to change. It's not going to. Which is why it has to be you who focuses on you, because this is for your life. This is your life at the end of the day. This is about you. This is about you manifesting your life. This is about you intentionally creating the life that you're experiencing and having all of your dreams come true and having that love of your life. Nobody else is going to do it for you. So that's a waste of your energy. I've tried it every single way. My clients try it when we obsessively focus on the texts we do and don't get, the affection we aren't getting, the time, the way we're feeling like we're being treated that we don't like. When you are focusing obsessively on all of that stuff, you're wiring it into your subconscious programs as an expectation to that being who they are and what they're going to do. So when you remove your focus from the stuff that you don't like, and I've heard the phrase of starve your attention from it, do not feed it, don't water it, don't obsess over it. But instead, whilst you're experiencing those things still currently, you go into your what I call glow up bubble, which I take my clients through on my courses and one-to-one, and do those first three monumental stages of the formula there of your worth, the love you feel from the universe and the love you feel from the humans in it, and you get that really solidified and cemented within you, you're going to feel extremely powerful, really empowered and really positive about what you're going to be able to do. You're also removing your focus and starving your attention from all of the things that you don't like, so that then we can top it off with a lens of love for them. It doesn't mean this is easy. It doesn't mean this is effortless, but it is also just a decision you have to make as to whether you want to do it for this person or not. But when we look at that idea of this being a cake and these four stages of the formula being the ingredients, you can get those first three stages down to an A grade. They're the best things in the cake you would ever want. But that ganache ain't going to be ganaching if you still expect for the person you're in a relationship with to behave poorly, to be a dick, to not treat you in the way that you want, to not be emotionally available, to not be doing the best by you. You can feel the best things about yourself, the most positive beliefs of the universe, that the whole world, when you walk out your front door, loves you. But if you still have your individual in an identity of something you don't want to be experiencing, you're going to get it, because they will always play the part that you give them. They're always going to sit and slide into the role that you are repetitively confirming over and over. So the best way in which to remove your energy and attention and focus from that is to do all of the first stages of the formula. Feel absolutely outstanding and phenomenal. And in my course, you'll have the therapy session, you get the subconscious reprogramming glow up tools, you'll get the breath work. So this is your forever toolkit that's going to support you to stay in this delusional brain rewiring bubble, to remove and starve your focus from the things that you don't like, so that you can remove the power from them. You're diluting them. You are not focusing on them. What you focus on, you give your subconscious mind the commands to give you more of in your reality. And then it's going to be really easy, because you've got those foundations down, those first three foundations. It's going to be easy for you to decide over and over and over that everything your partner's doing is in your favor, is because they love you, is because they want to be with you, is because they're doing the best by you. And when you see them through the eyes of love, it changes your responses to the stuff they do, the meanings you attach to the things that they do. It stops those conclusions that your anxiousness is jumping to, and they feel overwhelming love and appreciation from you, which instantly changes their behavior. So as you can see, my formula works by helping you to make it easier to believe, to think, to feel into, to accept and thereby activate each level of those four pieces of the formula. For you to be able to then attract in the reality, the love of your life, the career, the health, whatever it is that you want to call in. So we're building upon one another, like you build the foundations of a house and then you build the walls and then you have the things inside and you've got the roof and whatever else. Your cake and all of the pieces in it that you want and the ganache on top. Each step of the process makes it easier for the next one to be activated within you. Because if you have to, you need to remember this. If you do not believe that you are good enough, that you are deserving, or that you are worthy, it's not going to be easy for you to believe that any of the things that you desire are possible for you. And I believe deeply, and nothing will convince me otherwise, that when you are in this universe, you are born onto this planet, you're supposed to be living a life that is out of this world, phenomenal, beautiful, and everything that you've got in your heart that you desire. And that does not mean that we are not going to experience challenges, but with every challenge, we grow, we elevate, we glow up, and then we hit and activate a new standard of ourselves, of our value, and of what we attract and call in, of what we accept. So as I started this podcast episode with, is to remind you that you are operating on a subconscious level, which means the person, the partner, the life that you're currently experiencing is being called into you because of those internal programs that you are likely not even aware of. And they are the things that once we shift, will completely flip your reality upside down. And you've got what you've got right now, not because it's what you deserve and not because it's your fault, but because that's how we create our realities. And when you can understand that, and when you work the work every single day, like it's your full-time job and make it your lifestyle, you will be able to become whoever you want to be and attract in whatever you desire and better than. So the links to the course, the High Value Woman Activation, are all there for you. This is going to build those first 2 to 3 foundations so that you've got very, very strong beliefs, very strong subconscious programs, all of the foundations that you need to change your relationship, to transform the experience that you've got in your love life right now. Because your past is completely irrelevant to what you're going to be able to make happen in your future by who you now activate and become. And the only way for you to do it is to dig deep into the subconscious level and update everything there. So my course will take you through it, through the process in which you need to go through. It's all been laid out for you. The hard work has been done. The trial and errors, the falling on my ass and the failing has all happened on my side so that now you can just do this really easily. And the only thing you've got to do is commit to the process. Remember, it takes at least 90 days for a new neural pathway to be fired, for a new program to be wired in your subconscious mind, to make it a lifestyle and to never give up. So as I said, for this week only, there is 40% off of this amazing course. Now, this course is a part of my massive course, the Confident as Fuck Woman Plan, which is going to be opened in December. But you will now have the ability to start on these foundational beliefs, transform who you are and change your life at 40% off of this course. And if you feel like you want to come into the Confident as Fuck Woman Plan in December when I open up the doors, you get what you paid for this course off of the total price of that one. So all in all, you win. You're getting a phenomenal discount here that, like I said, I am not going to be doing as low for this course ever again. So if this is something you've been wanting to do, then it's open for you now. I'm really excited to have you. And I absolutely love when the women who are already in the course message me their updates. So please feel free to do so. Because not only does it reinforce that this work is phenomenal and it is life-changing, but when I can share that with other people, it also helps other women who really need this work too. So I love you so much. I'm really excited to give you this offer. This is going to be the most transformational time of your life. Allow for the end of 2023 to be exactly what you needed, because 2024 is going to fucking blow your mind. Okay, I will speak to you next time.